A small picture shows us a cap. One Israeli who has been condemned by Joshua to die the terrible death because he disobeyed the God's commandment. He took upon himself to take the spoil in which that they have beaten Jericho city. And he took upon himself one very rich red garment, truly a beautiful, and also 200 coins, also a golden coins a golden what do you call that, you know, the weight, the balance. This worth about 50 gold pieces. And this, for that, for disobeying God's commandment, he was killed by stoning. And also all he had owned in his life were burned. You hear? That was an Old Testament.
You know, it's very ironic that they told the story of Achab, because it's about someone who disobeyed God's law by stealing the land of his neighbor. And it's precisely what happened with the Aboriginal lands when the white man came.
I should read this book to them.
It's very ironic that story is in there. With a picture that they made a big deal of that, about that. That's exactly what was going on.
Yeah, that's right.
It's quite amazing.
So I used to read these things. Yeah, I used to love to listen to my mother read those things.
Really?
Oh, yeah. We don't know what it looks like. It's just as a picture shows us here. And then just think about us in our life. We haven't seen a horse. We haven't seen the chariot. All we have is a little toboggan and a dog, maybe. And then the way these people dress. Look at the sky. These terrible action and all these things. And the vultures waiting to eat. And all this picture was terrifying in our life. And it's all this that shows us, because you sinned, you disobeyed God. That's very powerful for us. And it took me 25 years before I was committed to sin, just because I was drunk. But to do it without alcohol and anything like that, I just wouldn't do anything. That's how powerful this teaching was. And it was also tells us here, you in the other side, you will see what the greediness is and material possession. It's all here, and it tells you you shouldn't do that. And for us, we didn't have anything anyway. We didn't have much to worry about. We just have a TP and one blanket. That's all we had. And still there. They still apply this to us in procession. And especially, unfortunately to say, the priest was there just before treaty. Father, we met, or Mattel, I think that. I'm not sure. We met, I think. And he used to preach using these kind of preaching. Just possessing material things is not necessary. What do you think we have? We don't have a thing.
The treaty was gonna take the little bit that you had.
Exactly. And he says do not disagree with the commissioners, or not even commissioner, he didn't use the word commissioner. He says do not fight or disagree with the king's servants who are going to come to you this summer. because the king represents God on earth. You know, just like the way you read about David, King David is representing God. That kind of mentality was in us, in our mind. And when the commissioners came, nobody can say anything, not even one question. Because we've been told not to ask questions. That's what my grandmother used to say. She says, what do you think, she says, how could you ask anything, even question what those people do? Because all winter you've been preached, you know, just to submit. Anyway, I really didn't know anything about that. I just remember my grandmother saying that.